Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101, this
is the Fox. The weekend, it is here. Oh, and this is meant to press.
And you checked in already.
When will you stop calling fair?
Now, Nick, you're new to my dad, Ange. My old man, Angelo, Mark, Richard, Favola, often calls.
Oh, full name Fev.
Yeah. Angelo, Mark. I never expected Mark Richard in between the Ange
Michael,
and Favola.
It's Mark or Michael. It's one of them. There's so bloody many of them. But he often calls the show to speak to me. He brings my phone to speak to me when we're in the middle of a meeting. And he just doesn't quite get it 6 years in that after 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, we sit in a meeting. And guess what? He did it again yesterday.
Angie, Dad.
Hey.
What's going on?
You coming down this weekend?
Tuesday.
Oh, you coming down Tuesday? Yeah. I thought, okay. No, if you were going to come down this weekend, I was going to say pop in. I've got to book one of the guys once signed.
Oh, you want me to sign some merch?
Yeah, one of the guys from lacrosse. He just wants the signature and your number. That's all he wants on it.
My phone number?
No, your playing number, 25. Oh. You might have signed Brendan Favola or B. Favola, 25.
Yeah, how much?
That's all he wants on it.
How much?
Nothing.
What?
You can do it for nothing.
All right, eh? You'll have to buy me lunch.
All right. I'll give you a toasted sandwich.
Why do you pause in between your sentences? You all right?
Sorry?
Are you all right?
Of course I'm right.
Hmm. All right.
I know you're taping it, Brendan.
Hey, Angie!
Byron says hello too.
Oh, Byron. G'day, Byron.
He's not well. He still thinks Byron's on the show.
Well, you just keep setting him up every time. Nobody in your family is going to believe what you say.
They don't.
Oh, perfect. 101.9
The Fox. Now, if you were across the news yesterday, what a blow up. And we think it's a local blow up, but the whole world is watching Australia right now because of the brouhaha that's been caused with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. So Facebook has restricted access to news in Australia, and this is the beef they're having with the government. Nick.
No. I was just saying, is it restricting access, though? Because they knocked all the sites off, right?
Yes,
is that
yes,
how it's
yes.
worked?
Well, what the government is saying is to the media, the journalists, the people who are creating the news content should be pay. You should actually have to pay them something to then spread their stories around on Facebook. So they're asking for a fee. Now, mind you, they're asking a multi-billionaire, an organisation that can afford to pay the media organisations. Like, let's be honest. It's not like Facebook, God, we're strapped for cash, guys. So the government have said, really, we want to protect the media's right to earn income. And that pays journos. That pays... You're looking at me like you don't agree.
No.
A truer word's never been spoken.
But then...
I concur.
Nice work, Feb. I love it. My mate used to say ipso facto. He thought that made it smarter. Ipso facto, Facebook's in the wrong. Now, I think they've knocked all the news sites off of Facebook, but the news sites are still there. So people
just
are like, where's the news? Just go to the news. Just pay for the news.
I actually... You know what? I agree with you, and... The only problem with that is now because that Facebook is this infrastructure that so many people depend on.
Still
so you've
on
got
space.
People and their only way of communicating is through their Facebook friends and their groups. And that's how they become aware of things. So there might
isn't
be.
Isn't that a bit grim? Like, shouldn't you just read the news?
Told you we should have dumped this with segment.
No. It's true. Well, I guess, okay, so let's go back to the media bargaining laws, though. So that's the government are saying these big tech giants who are, and we already see this coming. It's a little bit like, you know, the 1984 or these books that, you know, predicted that technology would rule the world. Facebook are now like somebody said yesterday, and it's sort of true, this is like an act of war in a weird internet way.
But you can still get all the news. You just have
you
to
just
go to the news
You can't do it through Facebook.
Sites.
But what about, Nick, you know, I thought that too because I don't go to the news I don't go to Facebook for the news, so I consume the news on the news sites.
Yeah.
But what about things like, I think this is really disgraceful that this happened, and I don't think Facebook would have wanted this to happen, but things like the Kids Cancer Project fell over. The search for William Tyrrell Facebook page, which was connecting people. But see, but that's news. So people
they just went.
They went, we're taking everything. So the CFA, so the fire brigades, all the people... in country, regional parts of Australia need to be connected to that.
Did our page go?
Well, this is the weirdest thing. Our page went. And news. I was flattered because we're considered news.
And you know what? You shouldn't be flat. It's correct. We are news.
Aliens are there. 100%.
Aliens are there.
Yeah, they're there.
Okay, no. You need...
Have you... Mate, space.
You don't believe me? We are news.
What's Lamana Banana?
News. This is hard-hitting news.
Pingers. What a pingers. We know stuff.
Do you know 1984, the Olympics was in Los Angeles?
I did know that.
News.
News.
1019, The Fox.
It is time, because it's a Friday, to do... No, it's not. Sorry. Sorry. Josiah, the Messiah. You are doing a great job. This is my bad, is it? Do we have an intro for Is It Amazing?
It'll be coming very soon. No, we're working on it as we speak, Fee.
In the meantime, why don't I explain the segment? So we do Is It Amazing most Fridays.
Yeah.
And we're loving it because for a few reasons. After this long doing it on the show, we still get amazing stories. And these are the stories that... You know when you're just busting to tell someone, you're like, oh, that just happened. Like it's when you see somebody on the street and then the next day at the exact same time you see them on the street but like 5 kilometres away and you're like, how did that happen at the exact same minute? That one didn't get unique. I made that up, to be fair. I mean, cut me some
Nick's
slack.
Nick's giving you absolutely
I'm
nothing.
Stuff
ever,
up
since
on
your, ever since your Facebook chat.
It's called
Mate,
listening,
Fev. Something's happened in this room. It's weird. That's amazing.
Well, I know, and it's quite interesting though, because Nick himself has really struggled to get some traction in this segment because you've attempted to tell us amazing stories, and they haven't been.
That's all right, mate.
But that's what's great about this. We're brutal. We tell the truth. We don't let friends down. Is it amazing? 13 10 60. We want your stories. Trot them out, and they don't have to be new stories.
No, they
can be old stories. They can be stories from when you're at school, or
add a little bit of mayo.
Absolutely,
always good.
Maybe from your family. We've got a story from. Remember last week? Was it Vivian in Beaumaris? She had a great story about an Uber driver. Hi, Christy.
2 years ago, I was pregnant with my third, and my waters ended up breaking at 19 weeks. So I went into hospital and they told me that she had to be delivered the next day, but, you know, could still feel her kicking around and everything. So I didn't want that to happen. So stuck to my guns and she stayed in for 11 weeks and she was born and she was healthy and brilliant. She was a little preemie, but, you know, she's two now. And.
That was, in fact, Christy in Buxton, by the way. That wasn't the Uber story, which was awesome as well.
Yeah, that story got me. Like I thought about that. Her water broke.
Yeah, stuck to her guns.
So would she have had to lay down? Once your water breaks, that's it. The baby, would she have to lay down for the 11 weeks in hospital?
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's a sort of close to intensive care. You can't go anywhere.
She didn't move because as soon as she tipped up, everything would come out.
Yes.
Is that right? That blew me away all weekend.
It's not that simple. But no, you need to be very careful. Like, you hospitalise.
Yeah. For 11 weeks. Yes. Oh, no, but wow.
Great story. Don't.
That's phenomenal, Nick.
Yeah, but if you stand up, you know the baby doesn't fall out. That's not how birth works.
No, but like if the water breaks, that means the baby's about
to
come out.
There.
So if all the water had come out, that means the baby's going to come out. Is that correct?
Oh, look, we'd have to get a gynecologist on the phone or an obstetrician.
No, I know.
It's better to guess. Just have a guess. Medicine.
Yeah. Well, I think once the water breaks, regardless of whether you're standing up or lying down, the water's coming out.
There you go.
Yeah, but she said her water broke.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but there must have been more.
She
to
must have
this.
Held a bit, laid down. That's why it's
don't
an amazing
think you can
story.
Just hold on and keep the water in.
But that's what I was thinking all weekend.
Do you know what? You'll be great if we could get Christy back on and really clarify what happened there. But
I want to know.
131060, call in with your amazing stories.
Yes, it's amazing. Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. It's amazing. Yes, it's
Amazing, where you tell your amazing stories, blow our minds, and sometimes they're not as amazing as you thought, which is probably a good thing to hear that feedback, because it means when you go out and you tell it in your social circles, you either tweak it a bit, realise it might need a bit of help.
Bit of spice.
But yes,
bit of mayo.
Or you pat yourself on the back and go, yes, I got an Is It Amazing.
Had a bit of GST boxy.
Kate in Geelong. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, we are very excited about this. What is your amazing story?
So I had my first baby in 2009, and she was due on the 28th of December. Mm-hmm. After 3 years of infertility and all kinds of drama, I fell pregnant with our second child, and he was due on the 28th of December 6 years later.
So due, they were both due on those dates. Did they arrive on those dates?
No, one arrived on the 19th of December and the other one on the 17th of December.
You're a really nice person.
Oh.
But it's just not amazing.
Oh, that's harsh. Hey.
Due the same day.
That was, that was, I thought it was a great story.
I thought it was, due the same day.
That was Nick that said Nick.
That was Nick.
Fifi sang that live.
Sorry,
hey,
Katie.
We're sorry about that. Maybe if they'd been born on the same day, would that have been more
It would have been phenomenal. But Katie's daughter that was born on the 19th of December 2009, my daughter was born on the 21st, so they're pretty much the same age. That is amazing.
It's mildly
I try to help you, Katie.
Oh, my God. Two people were born 2 days apart. Get him a story medal.
Sorry about Nick, Katie.
Oh, Kate, it was a gorgeous story,
I thought
Kate.
It was a great story, too. Beautiful.
Pauline in Noble Park. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Fifi, Bev, and Nick.
Yeah. Yay! She struggled with a Nick, too.
perfect.
It was a real struggle.
Leave on top.
You've already got the name of the show, Pauline, so your streak's ahead. Now, what is your amazing story?
When I was in primary school, I was in a basketball team and Angie Gaze came to our school and they took a photo of us and put it in a local newspaper and no one believes me that he came.
Well, I mean, we definitely believe that you came, don't we?
Pretty sure you just got that off Google.
No. We it's very believable.
Nick.
Thanks for not calling me Byron.
I remember the old basketball players used to come out to our school. I remember like Andrew, they were real like the North Melbourne Giants or something. So it happens a lot.
Happens a lot.
And it was. Because they were like has-beens. It was awful.
Karen in Narre Warren. Hi, Karen.
Hi, guys.
Karen, what's your amazing story?
So my youngest daughter just started a new job. Her name is Kat. So her boss's name is Kat. They are both born on the exact same date and year. They both wear the same glasses. They both have several interests and in common. And when she had her first shift, they were chatting as they do. And they were both reading the same series of books at the same time.
Are they twins?
Well, I did question that, but I know I wasn't on drugs at the birth, so I'm pretty sure I've just got the one.
Wow.
But same name, same birthday, born same year, same glasses, reading same books. Oh, Karen.
That's amazing.
It's so amazing. You could it's almost made up. That's so amazing. But I'm not questioning you, Karen. That's so good.
I have photographic proof.
Yes, and I believe you.
So the person with the Andrew Gaze story.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I want to mix it up by telling you both something. I've made a decision in life, which will surprise you,
I
think.
You're leaving the show.
No, I'm not leaving the show. No, it will surprise you, and particularly you, Fev, because being a very good friend of mine over the last few years and having seen, obviously, I went through the tough pregnancy, had the baby, and then my beautiful 18-month-old, and she's, not going where you think it's going. No,
you
but
another baby.
No, but you know how you've seen me on the radio? I haven't left this chair for the last probably 2.5 years.
You are perched.
I rarely get off the chair.
Perched.
Fitness has not been my thing of the past 2 or 3 years.
Well, you were into it a little bit before you had Daisy.
Yeah, again, we're talking 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
So
God,
I haven't done much.
Yeah.
So, surprise, surprise, I am about to hit the dance floor.
Dancing with the stars.
I'm back.
You're back,
I'm
baby.
It's been 14 years since I was on the dance floor. That's a long time between dances.
Yeah.
And I am back, baby.
That's why you've been sitting on the chair conserving the energy for the dancing.
I really conserved energy. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was approached and I thought, because for me, in all honesty, being on Dancing with the Stars back in 2007 has been one of the highlights of my life. I loved it so much. It was this incredible experience. I went from not being able to dance, Nick. Like Mum put me in calisthenics for about 6 months when I was eight, but I wasn't one of those ballet kids.
You were good when you were on Dance with the Stars. You made the final.
I did Kate Sobrano and I in the grand final. I loved it. But I thought at the end of it, I'll keep dancing. And then when I agreed to do it, I went, hang on, the fitness level I'm coming from is ground zero. Like we are right down, we're back.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, okay, give this a shot. And I start training today. But yesterday I thought to myself.
You had a little bit of a run yesterday, didn't you?
What do you mean?
A little bit of a training session yesterday?
I had a little go, yeah. Well, anyway, I start training today and I thought I'll fling my leg up and see. I got it up to knee height. So I've got.
Tall both hammies.
I've got a few weeks to get some sort of. Well, I'm head to the studio today.
It's in Sydney, isn't it?
And then. Yeah, yeah, I'll be going to Sydney.
Oh, no.
You can come.
Bro, are you shredding? Are you shredding for the dance?
That's why there's been no raps.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. So anyway, there we go, Dancing with
the Stars. How long have you known about this for?
Well, not long, obviously.
What's your dance going to be? Dance of choice, pop and lock?
Well, I'm hoping to get in a bit. One of the things I learned when I was last on it was the crimping. Are you familiar with crimping, Nick? It's something like this, where you move your chair. See, this is it. I lack coordination, Nick. I've got a long way to go to get it back again.
I'll give you a little treat, Nick. Last time Fee was on Dance with Stars, she did make the final. She was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But this happened.
You were coming down to the music and all of a sudden, it was quite dramatic. We were very, very seriously concerned about you because you fell face first down the stairs. Seeing that back, how did they packed it in ice?
I had x-rays and the doctor, we've got it heavily strapped and I'm on painkillers. The doctor hasn't given the okay yet, but hopefully. Okay.
And that's why you use the elevator at work. Oh, yeah, down there are stairs, but you're not great on them. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
How do we vote? Vote for Fifi?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't know all those details. Oh. I've just agreed to do it.
Okay.
So let's just get me into a studio and see whether or not there's some muscle memory.
Who's your partner?
And
same one as you had last time?
So I don't know to be really honest with you, I don't know much.
Oh.
I don't know who else is going to be in it.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of things, but I do know I have a dancer and his name is Jeremy.
Jezza.
J-Train.
Jezza, good luck.
I don't know if he knows what he's up against.
101.9 The Fox.
It's that time of the show where we are so lucky to speak to a good friend of ours. You'll know her from these hits.
Till I'm on a set high. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. I'm ready to be with you. All right, I'm ready to shake things up. Dear God, this is really gonna mess her up.
Everybody,
that talent oozing from this. No, not you, Fev. Here she is, Amy Shark. Ames, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. Honestly, you had the best intro for me, and you always have. I love it.
Always have, Ames.
So grand.
But it's true. But when you, I mean, because you are the artist and you come up, you've created all those incredible hits. But when you hear them like that, that must even impress
great
you.
Montage.
Well, that's why I look forward to our chats. I'm like, oh, yes, I get to hear them all.
Now, let's talk about Love Songs Ain't For Us. Oh, Amy, a couple of things that people need to know. Obviously, you and Keith performing on it together, but written by mate of yours, Ed Sheeran. I mean, talk us through the process, Amy, working with Ed Sheeran.
Well, I mean, when you look at the lineup for this song, it looks like a very hard thing to get done, but it was actually so easy. And I'm going to sound like a real idiot and drop another name here, but Russell Crowe actually was the reason, because he, you know, he was such an avid supporter of me since The Door, and then he sent my album to Ed Sheeran. And, you know, he told me, he's like, you know, I think Ed might want to set up a session, but I definitely wasn't holding my breath. I thought, oh, that's really nice of him to send it, but I wasn't just sitting by my phone waiting for Ed to call. But within like 2 days, I got an email from Ed saying, next time you're in England, let's do some songwriting. And it was honestly, I remember just like, I couldn't even speak. I was looking over at my partner and he's like, what? And I'm like, I think he's like, what? What's wrong? And I was like, I think I got an email from Ed Sheeran. And so, yeah, and I mean, the rest is history.
Were you worried, Amy, at any stage Russell Crowe was going to suggest you help 30-odd foot of Grunt write a song?
I said to him, I'm like, he's got a beautiful studio on his farm. I'm like, man, you need to get in that thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Never say never. I guess I owe him one now. But, yeah, it was the best thing that anyone's ever done for me, and the fact that Ed made time for, you know, for me is still wild. Like, I still think you don't have to be doing this. But he really loves anyone who loves songwriting. And I guess that's one thing we have in common. So it was a great experience.
Ames, you speak about Russ having a studio at home. Now, you've just built a recording studio and you spoke of your hubby, Shane. How did he take that?
Oh, yeah. No, it was his idea, because he's such a nerd. When we were looking at the budget, he was like, you know, we could send you to London, because that's where my producer was, and we'd have to spend all this money on everything. He's like, oh, we could just like build the studio in a house, and
you go nowhere.
Yeah,
no travel.
Rocking in this room in a dungeon. but it actually was incredible. It was, you know, because I still kind of went away and sort of worked with people in LA just to get out of the dungeon just for a second, and then I would come back, and then, you know, everything ended up back in my studio in a real comfortable zone, I guess. And it was just awesome. It was very, very cool.
I won't ask too many questions about Keith, because he just looks like the nicest man in the world. And he obviously just did a collaboration with Pink, huge song. But with Ed, now he's written the song. Did you have any pushback with him at all? Because he's up there, big star.
You know what? It's so wild. Like, I don't know how this has happened, but his manager gets along really well with Shane, just because they love football and they love soccer. And so he's just been so accommodating. He always gets back to me on email. You know, the song came out so well, and Ed was so proud of the song. As I think that's why it was such a breeze. You know, the only thing that really happened was Ed ended up singing that day in the studio. And I just knew after he put out his collaborations record, there's no way he's going to be able to do this. And which was fine. That's where Keith came in. And I'm so glad that it kind of all happened like this.
When Amy, like when Keith and Keith Urban, he's not going to put a foot wrong, but when you are doing a collab, and so you're in your studio doing your bit, Keith's in his studio doing his bit, and he sends it to you. And let's just say hypothetically, you were like, I just don't reckon he nailed that. Can you tell Keith Urban that? Or do you just go, yeah, good, great.
Rerun.
I mean, look, that's why you pick people like Ed Sheeran and Keith Urban, because you know they're so pro that those difficult conversations are going to be minimal, as to if you go with, you know, someone who isn't experienced. But this is the thing, when you work with these people who are at this level, it's like you just don't even have to worry about that. It's just always good stuff.
She gets it. She works with me.
Amy, yeah, exactly. You should be used to this.
If you collaborate with a lot of artists on songs, when it gets to your concert, if they're not there for the concert, because obviously Keith Urban may not fly across the world for half a song, is it nice during a concert just to get a bit of a drink break or whatever while they're versus playing?
Well, he's kind of just a feature. I still very much run the song. So, unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to have time to go back and have a quick little sip of whiskey in that song. It's going to have to
Blast.
I'm going to have to stay on stage.
Ames, when you were doing the recording with Keith, did often on his shows when he was doing the lockdown, he was doing them live on Insta, and Nicole would come in and do a little cameo. Did she pop in at all?
Look, the question popped my mind to see if Nicole was available on the day, but you got to be respectful. And I already ask him way too many questions about Nicole, because I'm a diehard fan. But no, I think she's a little busy. They're both very busy. I'm like the, I'm just the one here that's begging all these people to help me.
Sitting there waiting for emails.
Amy, you are way too humble. You are Amy Shark. Yes. Everything you touch, you Sharkinator. Turns to gold. We love this new single, Love Songs Ain't For Us, with Keith Urban. We can't play it enough.
I really love you guys, honestly.
Oh, we love you, Amy. Good luck with everything. We'll keep spinning it. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Eve. Thanks, Bev.
No worries, Ames.
Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101.